Hello, it's February 17th, the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. The first words we hear are from St. Augustine, who said, Lord Jesus, don't let me lie when I say that I love you, and protect me, for today I could betray you. These words bring us to reflect on the examination of conscience. We often think of an examination of conscience as a listing of our sins to prepare for confession. Examining our conscience, however, can be done more frequently than that. It's something we can do at the end of each day. Here is a method that you might try. Ask God to help you understand more fully the motives, good and bad, behind your actions. Take a close look at how you lived the last 24 hours. Recall each event, the context of your actions, the people involved, what you wanted to happen, your hesitations. Where did you act freely or not? Talk to the Lord about it. Give thanks for the ways the Lord has helped you. Express sorrow and ask forgiveness for the things that went wrong. We now continue with Luke's Gospel from chapter 22. And yet, behold, the hand of the one who is to betray me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man indeed goes as it has been determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to debate among themselves who among them would do such a deed. Luke chapter 22, verses 21 to 23. Jesus makes a startling revelation. One of those who just shared in the bread and the cup is going to betray him. The disciples' reaction reflects the horror of Christians ever since. Who would do such a thing? While they're saying this, Judas is sitting there holding inside what he had done a few days earlier. Judas went to the chief priests to discuss a plan for handing Jesus over to them. They were pleased and agreed to pay him money. How it must have felt to have that awful truth twisting inside his stomach as Judas tried to look normal. Too bad he didn't know that although he made a big mistake, he was normal. He was a sinner, as I am. But there was still time. He could have confessed that awful truth. Why didn't he? Telling even an awful truth is better than living a lie. Maybe Judas lost his nerve, or didn't know how to say it, or to whom to say it. So he lived the lie that killed him. We've all had things inside us we didn't know how or whom to tell. Jesus gave us the sacrament of reconciliation so that we can bring everything before him and receive his forgiveness. He wants us to experience his love and mercy. He wants us to be healed and to find the peace that only God can give. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.